Power by Kehoan 1. He still doesn't know how this happened. He really thinks he should know. He's not a dumb person, at least not compared to most people. Compared to Lex, though, he's a lot of things. Dumber, taller, hairier, younger, thicker. He shouldn't know that last one. He shouldn't know that his cock is thicker than Lex's. 5, 6 years ago, he wouldn't have known that. He wouldn't have known that he'd want to know that, but he knows now, and he doesn't know why he knows. Because it just started happening. It just happened. There was a time when it never, ever would have happened, not between them, no matter how much Clark had wanted it. There was even a time when he hadn't even known he'd wanted it. But now that it's happening, he doesn't want it to ever stop. And the only thing he can think about is, how did he get here? How did this happen? It's like some fucked up, self-delusional game his mind is playing with him. He's sure, positive, that he hadn't come here for this. He knows he'd had a reason. He'd come here for a reason. He'd come here but that's the thing. He never remembers. He came here for a reason, and now he doesn't know what it was. Because as soon as he'd walked in the door, he was hard. As soon as he'd entered the grounds, he was hard. Because Lex was there, sitting at his desk, in that damned button-up shirt, because they were always button-ups. And Clark always wound up breaking every single one of his buttons. He thinks somewhere there's a button maker with a whole lot of money because of him. And Lex had smiled that smile at him, that "I know exactly why you're here, but who's got the power now" kind of smile. And Clark should have hated that. Clark would have hated that anywhere else, anywhere but here, anywhere but now. If this weren't Lex's mansion, if it weren't dark outside, if all the doors weren't shut and locked and guarded, if this hadn't started to begin with. So Clark walks up to him, just like he always does, like he can't stop himself. No matter what other unfathomable things he can do, he still can't stop himself from doing this. From walking right up to Lex, from staring right into his eyes and kissing him, tongue shoved in before either can breathe. Hands already fumbling with the shirt, because he never meant to rip the buttons off. He always thinks he won't this time, that he'll have some goddamn control this time, but he never does. The buttons skitter skip across the floor, and it's funny because it's such an innocuous sound, such a commonplace sound, the sound that you can hear every single day and not even pay attention to it. But now, every time Clark hears the hard plastic that a button's made of hit linoleum, he gets hard. Sometimes it's over the couch, and sometimes it's over the desk, and sometimes it's in the chair, and sometimes it's on the floor, but right now it's up against the wall. Lex's finger digging into the wood and his ass right there in front of Clark, and he's running his hands down Lex's back because he likes to touch, has to touch, can't stop himself from touching. And he's digging his nails in, and he knows it's hard enough to hurt because Lex is grunting and pressing into the wall and saying, "God, yes," because that's exactly how he likes it. He likes it to hurt. Lex loves for it to hurt because he's never more turned on than when Clark is hurting him, his teeth in his neck, his nails clawing into his sides, down his thighs, up to his hips and around, wrapping his fist around Lex's cock hard enough that he sometimes thinks one day he's going to rip it off, but Lex isn't scared. Lex trusts him. He trusts him in this way. Not in any other way, but in this way. And when Clark slides into him, Lex's head falls back against his shoulder, and he's panting and squirming against and into and around Clark. Lex talks. He talks a lot, before, after, but especially during. Telling Clark harder, faster, wait. Telling him to fuck him here, now, right here, right there. God, yes. God, Clark, I'm gonna come, fuck you. Fuck you, Clark. Fucking make me come. Work for it. I hate you. I hate you. God, fuck, make me come. You bastard, do it. And "I hate you" is really starting to sound like "I love you." And Clark's pretty sure he's so fucked up by this point that there's no coming back. And what's worse is he's not even sure he's all that upset about it, if it means he gets to feel this, do this, to Lex, for Lex, with Lex. Because if he gets to do this, he thinks he's okay with being fucked up, because he's pretty sure he was fucked up anyway. They don't kiss afterwards. Everything's over as soon as he pulls out. so sometimes he just stays in, runs his teeth and tongue over Lex's shoulder blades, tries to pretend that this is normal, that this could be good, that this isn't as crazy as he knows it is when he's able to think, because this is as close as he's ever been to anyone, because he feels right here. He feels whole here. He never feels more like himself, like who he's supposed to be, than he does anywhere else. When he's right there, inside Lex, licking him, touching him, fucking him. And he knows that when he pulls out, Lex will be right back to being his cold, detached, above-it-all self. And Clark will be left with all this leftover emotional baggage because Clark's never thought of sex as just sex. He's always thought of it as making love, of connecting on the deepest of levels. And when he looks up into Lex's eyes afterwards, they're seas of nothing. And he feels just a little bit of his soul die every time he does it. So he stops doing it. He stops looking into Lex's eyes afterwards. Just pulls out and turns around, pulls back up his jeans, pulls back on his shirt, fists his hands by his sides, and breathes for a minute, just to collect himself, bring himself back to some kind of version of what normal is supposed to be. And then he walks out, and he doesn't look back, because he can't. He just can't. He can't see that nothingness looking at him, through him, from the face of the man he's pretty sure was supposed to be his soulmate until they both fucked it up. He still doesn't know how he got here, though, and it's starting to drive him insane, because one day he was saying, fuck you, and now he was putting I want to in front of it, and he doesn't know where the first part ends and the next part begins anymore. But he doesn't look at it too closely, because one day this is going to end, because everything ends, and he doesn't know if he can take that, doesn't think he can handle that, because Lex has always been there. Lex has always been there, and Clark doesn't know who he is without him. At this point, he's pretty sure he hates himself more than he ever hated Lex, and he doesn't know what to do about that. And it just keeps happening. Author's notes. I loved writing this. Miss Kate J posted the poster for the season 5 finale in her journal, and that poster is the sex. It's just the sex is just sex. There's just nothing that's not sex about that poster. It's angry Clark and badass Lex and slutty Lana and, oh my God, it's sex, like, personified. And I had to write this, and it was just, it was so fun because I hadn't written Clark and Lex in a while before I wrote this. And, because season 5 killed it. It killed my Clex love. I'm sorry. I didn't want for it to. It just did. But anyway, all right. I hope you enjoyed the podfic. I hope you enjoyed the fic. And thank you very much. Bye.